everyone, and this is Honey. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Sweet Talk, and today in our show, we're going to be talking about family and friendships and how they kind of relate to not only our, you know, our lives, but to like our relationships. So first off, I kind of wanted to talk today about, I guess, my week. My week has kind of been interesting, and it's you know, up and downs. But first off, I want to talk about my grandfather, who passed away this week, and I wanted to talk to him in terms of what he has done, I guess, for my life. I know when we think of relationships, when you think of a relationship, the first thing you think of is, you know, you being in like an intimate relationship with, you know, your partner, your significant other, whatever you want to call them. But you know, your family has a big part of your life, and you have relationships with them too, whether it's your sibling, your mom or your dad, or your grandparents. So I wanted to talk about him for a little bit. His name is Lupe. He was born and raised in Mexico. He came to the States when he was about 30. He wanted to, you know, have a better life, or give a better life to his children. So I kind of wanted to talk about him and his wife, since we are, you know, the whole love aspect. They had 11 kids, which is a huge amount, you know, compared to days, you know, now people are having like one or two kids. Back in the day, they used to have many, especially in Mexico. So they had 11 kids. I can basically say their sex life was great. I don't know, my grandfather is always, he's always been the person to basically love no matter what. He's always the person to, no matter what I say or no matter what I do, he's the one to like cheer me on and be there for me, have my back no matter what. I could say 2 + 2 = 7 and he'd be like, Mija, you're so smart. So I wanted to basically talk to you guys about him, just because we need those relationships in our life, and sometimes we actually take them for granted, no matter what kind of relationship it is. And I actually did a poem yesterday. Here on Dominican, we had a talent show that's basically called Soul Candy. It was the 12th round, or the 12th time that, you know, 12th annual Soul Candy. And I did a poem about actually how we take things for granted and we don't really understand, you know, what we have, or like see what we have until we're about to lose it, or until we, you know, have lost it already. So I basically wanted to talk about him and show him that, you know, I do care about him, and I know he's watching over me, and I know all of that is happening. And it has been really hard, not only on me but on my family. And I can say that basically when we do lose someone, the love does get shown from everybody, you know, from friends, you know, asking for okay, from your significant others being there, you know, 24/7 when there's something you can't do because, you know, emotionally you're not stable or whatever, they're there for you. Unfortunately for me, you know, I'm not at home right now. I'm from LA and I can't be there right now just because, you know, of school and stuff. But I know that if I was there, my family would all be, you know, very, very understanding and very, I mean, sad as well, but they are the type of people to, you know, keep their heads held high and to always remember him for the good things and, you know that he's in a better place. So the love right now is just amazing. I want to thank everyone out there who's been so supportive and been there for me. Like I said, my grandfather was such a loving person. He has done everything and anything to make anyone happy. He was such a hard worker. He's lived a long life. He died at the age of 90. So, I mean, he has made a huge impact on every one of us in his life. And it's sad to have seen him go. I was actually talking to a friend of mine the other day. And she was telling me that she had recently lost her aunt. And she was basically saying how, you know, she didn't really know what to do. She didn't know how to basically motivate herself to get up in the morning, and her aunt was the one who raised her, so basically she didn't really know how to go on. That's like, you know, for me, if I would lose my mom or my dad, it's, you know, someone who has been there your whole life and someone who wants, you know, for you to be okay, and you're not really used to them not being there for you. So she was basically saying how she didn't know how to motivate herself. She didn't know what to do. And she said eventually, you know, she realized that she had so much love around her. Even though that bit of love was gone, she had everyone's love around her. So that's, it's really good to hear that, you know, there's people out there who know that, you know, love is a extremely infinite thing and people are always going to be there for you no matter what. In terms of relationships, my grandfather, like I said, he had 11 kids. He was married to my grandma. He was a very good-looking man when he was younger. I mean, obviously, I didn't see him, but I've seen pictures, and he was very handsome. He used to play baseball, so, I mean, I know that, you know, he was very athletic. I know that, and my family is a baseball family, so I can totally see where that comes from. He's just brought so much light into our lives, and I wanted to dedicate this segment to him because he was just an amazing person. And like I said, when it comes to relationships and when it comes to people being there for you, you know, in terms of when you're sad and when you're down, that's what really brings a person up in such a hard time. There's definitely been times when, you know, I myself have not been the best, or even situations like this, and, you know, my girlfriend has been there for me, and she has, you know, basically restored me and told me that everything's going to be okay, that, you know, life goes on, and this is what happens. And that's kind of what, you know, when you're in positions like this and situations like this, this is what you need to hear. And there's also friends out there who have told me, you know, you're going to be okay, stay strong, and, you know, they realize that it is hard to stay strong in situations like this, but at the end of the day, you just got to keep moving, because, like, you know, it kind of makes you realize how much life you have, and it's not a lot. You know, there's only so much time you have in this world, and you want to make every single day count, and you want to make every single minute last. And unfortunately, you know, that's the way life is. If we could, you know, all be mortal and, you know, just live forever, I'm sure we would want to, especially if, you know, we consider our lives to be amazing and great. So I want to thank also everyone out there who's, you know, just basically been there for me. I also want to talk about how my parents have, you know, been dealing with it as well, because it is on my mom's side, so she's having a little bit of a rough time. But my dad is the one who's, you know, condoling her and doing everything. And it's nice to see that, you know, my parents, you know, their whole lives have been, from what I know, they've been so supportive of each other and always there for one another, and that's what I've grown up around, that's what I've seen. And it's just nice till this day, you know, after like 25 years of marriage, they're still so strong, and it's just remarkable to know that, you know, things are actually, there's people out there who actually care about one another, who make it last and make things, you know, happen, and who are there for one another. It's just amazing. So yeah, I also wanted to get into today, like I said, friendships, but that's going to be for our next segment. But I kind of brought him into this segment as well, just, you know, telling him how, you know, they're there for you and this and that. I kind of also wanted to get into how friendships kind of can either like make or break relationships. Especially when there's things going on that, you know, your best friend and your, you know, significant other don't agree with. Like I said, my grandfather had 11 kids and he was married to my grandmother, but there was, he had a really, you know, strong, close friend of his who was always there whenever I went over to his house. He was there whenever, you know, I went over to a party or whenever, you know, family gatherings, he was always there. And, I had asked my grandma one time, I was like, "Grandma, he's always here. Like, does that bother you at all? Like, you know, even when it's like kind of supposed to be something, I guess, intimate, like an intimate family time." I was like, "Grandma, like, you know, he's here. It's kind of awkward." I remember when my great aunt passed away, he was there, and he didn't know her at all. So, I mean, he knew my grandpa and probably wanted to condole my grandpa, but like, it was this kind of like a family gathering thing that we had. And he was there, and I, you know, I appreciate, you know, him being there, but it was kind of like he was kind of overstepping his boundary. And my grandma, basically said, well, she's like, you know, they call me Karina. That's how you say my, pronounce my name in Spanish. And she goes, well, Karina, I don't know. You know, I've never really thought about it like that. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I was just wondering because, you know, he's always here and it's kind of weird sometimes. She was like, well, you know, that's your grandpa's best friend and it's hard to tell him, oh, okay, just leave. But, you know, he is someone who has been there for us, and I wouldn't want your grandpa to feel like I don't, you know, like him, because I do. He's been there for him. He's been there for us when your grandpa's been in the hospital, this and that. So she's like, that's what we need to understand. She's like, yeah, we need our times apart, but love is what brings us together, you know. She's like, he may not be a Macias or a Hernandez or anything like that, but, you know, when times are tough, you need those people in your life. So it kind of made me realize, especially with stuff that's going on in my life right now, how important it is to have, you know, your friends with you, and not just your friends, your family and others as well. And I hope that, you know, for those of you, if anyone else is going through, you know, a difficult situation or difficult times like this, that you have someone in your life who is there for you, not only to be there for you, you know, just to be there, but who is emotionally there for you, you know, physically there for you if you can't be, especially if, you know, you have children or other people that you need to take care of, animals, anything. It is a rough time, and I want you guys to know that there is always going to be someone there for you. And I just want everyone to know that it's going to be okay. So since we're kind of talking about losing loved ones, I had met a friend of mine. His name is Andrew Trejo. I met him actually through my cousin at her 21st birthday party. And people, you know, kept calling me by my name. And his girlfriend actually had passed away, and she had the same name as me. So when I introduced myself, he really kind of seemed standoffish, and I didn't realize why. But I continued to talk to him, and I tried, you know, getting to know him and stuff. And he basically shared his experience with me, and it's inspired me to write a poem, and I haven't finished it yet. Once I do, I'll share it with you guys. But he lost his girlfriend to a battle with leukemia. And I personally have, you know, a situation like that. I lost a friend of mine to leukemia as well. And I guess we kind of bonded over that situation. And he basically told me that, you know, it's hard not having my loved one here anymore, even though, you know, we were only together for, I believe it was 9 months. You know, to this day, it's hard not having her here. It's hard waking up and not having her next to me. It's hard not being able to tell her how beautiful she is and how smart she is and how much I miss her. And he's like, yeah, I'm able to do that through prayer, but it's not the same. It's not the same as, you know, being able to hold her, being able to, like, touch her face. And I kind of got emotional when he was telling me things like this, because I really didn't know what that felt like, but I could, you know, I can sympathize for him, and I can empathize with him. And it was something beautiful that, you know, he shared with me, and that, you know, he didn't have to open up with me about, but he did. Until this day, Andrew, you know, he goes to all of the, you know, drives and fundraisers that they have like leukemia walks and like different things to raise money for, you know, children and people who are going through, you know, all stages of cancer. And it's amazing all that he has done. He still talks to her family. He still does all of that. And he still completely is in love with her. And, you know, he tells me every night, he's like, Karina, DJ, before I go to bed, I talk to her every night. And, you know, I tell her how much I love her and how much I miss her. And till this day, if she was here with me, I know that we'd be, you know, living happily. So I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to dedicate the song that I'm about to play to all of us who have lost our loved ones, and to, you know, for them out there, you know, they're still watching over us. They're still here with us. And I want all of you to know that, you know, if you are ever feeling lonely, please know that you have someone there who is willing to talk to you and who's willing to be there for you. You're listening to Sweet Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm Honey, and we'll be right back.
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block for dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Welcome back to Sweet Talk with DJ Honey on radio.dominican.edu. Alrighty, so we just got done talking about, you know, losing loved ones and how to, I guess, basically mourn and deal with that. Next, I kind of want to go into something, I guess, completely different on the spectrum. We were talking about relationships and how it doesn't, you know, a relationship doesn't always mean a loved one. So I spoke about my grandfather, and now I'm going to speak about, you know, your friends and how they kind of can either hinder or, you know, like, I guess, accentuate your relationship. So in a relationship, I was speaking earlier how basically, you know, your friends are your, you know, your backbone, kind of, whenever, even if it's before relationship, they're the one who are there for you. And are going to, you know, basically tell you, you know, what are you doing or what's going on, or they're going to be there for you when you can't really be there for yourself, if that makes sense. And I kind of want to see if, you know, what you guys think, what are the boundaries when it is, when it comes to your best friend and your significant other in a relationship. It definitely has taken a toll on a few people that I know and their relationships. And I kind of wanted to, I guess, kind of get into that a little bit when it comes to, you know, especially if you live with your best friend, it's a completely different, you know, scenario, especially when both of you are in a relationship and both of you have your significant others there and, you know, you really don't have your own space. Me, for example, I live at home with my best friend and another roommate. Me and my best friend share a room. We both are in relationships. And sometimes it gets difficult, you know, to have to deal with her significant other or her having to deal with my significant other, vice versa, you know. And I kind of wanted to, you know, see, I know there's times when she, I guess, I don't know if she does it, you know, out of, you know, because she wants to be there for me out of best interest, but it is hard to realize, or for her to realize anyway, that there's things that she just can't put into my life, you know. So I kind of wanted to go into where, you know, you have to basically draw the line and tell them, oh, that's not, you know, that's not good. That's not okay. Like, that's, you know, just back off. And I have some scenarios here that I kind of wanted to share with you. First off is, you know, when you and your significant other are having an argument, you know, what is it okay for your best friend to step in? I personally don't think it is. I think if you and your significant other are having an argument and, you know, and you are willing to confide in your best friend and, you know, afterwards and, you know, tell her, oh, well, you know, just, you know, be here for me and just, you know, pat my head, tell me everything's going to be okay and that's it. I feel like that's where everything should go. I don't think, you know, your best friend should badmouth, you know, your significant other or anything like that, because that just leads to drama too. And especially if you're in a serious relationship with, you know, your partner or whatever, you don't want to hear bad things about them. It makes you think that your girl or, you know, your best friend doesn't like them and doesn't, you know, respect you and your relationship, which can be really hard. So I would say that when it comes to arguments, best friends should not get involved unless, you know, one of, you know, the people in the relationship asks them to. Another scenario was if your best friend and your significant other get in a fight, what do you think you should do? Or as, you know, the, you know, other best friend and your significant other. I personally think that when it comes to a situation like that, you always have to think about it and think about, you know, what you want. If you're in a serious relationship and you're, you know, hoping, you know, that that's going to go somewhere in your life, definitely stick with your significant other. It's going to make your, it's going to make them, you know, not happy, but it's going to make them realize, okay, she's, you know, she or he is really in this with me and they, you know, they want to be a part of my life. They want, you know, they want this and, you know, they have my back. And that's definitely something that I have learned recently, that, you know, you need to show and, things like that. Your best friend should be able to understand, especially if they are in a relationship as well. They most likely would also choose their significant other. I believe that, you know, if that was the case in the situation I'm in right now, I believe that my, you know, best friend would choose her significant other, because I do believe that they, you know, are wanting to do and go somewhere with what they have right now. So, yeah, I definitely do believe that you should pick your significant other. Unless it's like you're just dating this person, then I feel like you definitely need to pick your best friend. If you're just dating them, then there's nothing serious there. Your best friend is your best friend. They're the one who's going to be there for you no matter what. And that's something that I guess they would probably take a little bit more personally, especially if, you know, you're just dating this person or, you know, nothing is serious. So that was another scenario. And the last scenario that I have here is, what happens if your significant other and your best friend's significant other aren't getting along? When it comes to that, I would have to say that's on them. If your significant other loves you and, you know, her significant other, his significant other, loves them, then they definitely need to put their differences aside for, you know, the sake of, you know, the best friends. At the end of the day, especially if they're living together, it's going to be hard on them as well. And you want to make sure that, you know, you're making it as easy as you can for them. But definitely it's a difficult situation, and, you know, I've had to deal with it a couple of times, and it's, not only have I, but, you know, my best friend, her significant other, and especially my significant other have had to deal with it. So it's something that you definitely need to have communication about, because when in relationships and when living with people who probably don't understand half the time what's going on in your relationship and how you and your partner do something, it's going to be difficult, and it's going to basically hinder your relationship, because you're going to be stressed out. You're going to be, you know, not wanting to come home. And it's definitely has happened to me, and, on both sides, and it's difficult. So when it comes to that, you definitely want to have strong communication, not only with your significant other, but with your roommate as well, your best friend, and everything. Best friends, I can tell you, they are always worried about you, definitely. I think that they do everything that they do with the best of interest. It's hard, though, because sometimes the way they think isn't the same way you think. And sometimes, like I said earlier, they really don't know what's going on in your relationship. They don't know how you and your significant other handle things, or you and your significant other, you know, your humor within each other. I had an instance where me and my significant other, you know, we were talking, or we were like making fun of each other, joking around, and my best friend didn't think that it was funny. And so, like, she confronted me about it later, and was like, oh, like, are you okay? Like, you know, it sounded like she was being mean, da 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 da. And I was like, well, no, like, that's just how we play around, you know, like, that's just us, that's our relationship, we have that mutual understanding. And once I told her, she was like, oh, okay, I guess I didn't know. But see, when, like I said, butting into a relationship, you really don't know. And I appreciate that, you know, she was worried, I guess, for me, or worried about me and all of that good stuff. But at that point, it's don't really, you know, don't ask, don't butt in, because you really don't know. So yeah, there's that. Like I said, best friends, they try to have their best interests, but who really knows, you know, especially sometimes, I've had friends who their best friends, kind of are jealous of their relationship and, basically butt in for, I guess, their own sake. I've had, my friend Tanya, for example. She was, dating this guy, his name was James. And Tanya and James were together for about, I would say, 3 months. And Tanya's about 3 years older than me. So she was, like, already living in college. And her roommate, Jessica, was, I guess, she was single. She had never, like, really had a significant other like that for, like, a long time or whatever. She's only dated. And she was basically giving Tanya a hard time and saying, like, oh, no, you know, I don't think you should be with him. I hear that he does this, and I hear that he goes out, and I hear that, you know, he might be doing this at night when you don't know. And it's and it ended up turning out that she, you know, was jealous of her. She didn't know how to deal with, you know, not only not having, you know, her best friend all the time, because she was hanging out with James, and because she was, you know, out, you know, doing things in the middle of the night with him, and like going to the movies with him instead of going to the movies with her. She was jealous. She never had that. She never had that kind of love, and she wanted it, and she wasn't able to have it. And, you know, I'm sure she would have been if she kind of put herself out there and was like, hey, like, I'm looking for somebody, you know, but especially now, you know, when there's so much like online dating and everything going on. But it was really hard for her. And, you know, jealousy is a big thing, and we're actually to get into that in our next segment. But jealousy within, you know, best friends does happen. I've seen it happen a lot. It actually happened to me last semester, and it wasn't even like I wasn't even dating anybody. It was me, my two roommates. One of my roommates had gotten mad because she thought that I was spending more time with the other roommate and that we were leaving her out, which in reality, she was just always busy with schoolwork. as we were too, but we, you know, me and the other girl just had a little bit more time than she did, and she felt left out, so she was getting jealous, threw a hissy fit, and we had to deal with all of that nonsense. But jealousy between best friends does happen, and it's okay at times, but there's time where it has definitely broken up, you know, relationships and best friends relationships as well. So, you know, that being said, I wanted to say basically how things do happen. Best friends are a blessing, and if you can keep them, especially. They say that, I think, if you're friends with someone for 7 years, then that means, you know, they're going to be friends with you for, like, the rest of your life. That's something that I've seen around. I don't know if it's true. I personally, I have never kept a best friend that long, so it's I couldn't tell you. So that's that for that segment, you guys. Thank you for listening. Next segment, like I said, we're going to get into jealousy. So if you guys go ahead, stick around. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. I stare at my reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf. No, no, no. Perfect. I forgot what to do to fit the mold, yeah. The more I try, the less it's working.
Everyone, and welcome back to Sweet Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm Honey, and I actually have my friend back. Her name is Danny. Welcome, Danny. How are you?
I'm great.
All right. So today we're going to be talking, like I said, we just got done talking about lost loved ones and best friends. So now we're going to be talking a little bit about jealousy. And I kind of wanted to get into the topic of jealousy because I have dealt with it a lot in my past when it comes to past relationships and such. And I have actually recently, I would say about 3 months ago, had someone that I had dated kind of try to come back into my life. And I was like, well, sorry, I'm in a relationship. Like, that's not going to happen. And he tried to basically, like ruin it for me. He tried, like, sending me stupid, you know, things and, like, tried, like, I don't know, try to basically sabotage my relationship in order to get back into my life. And I feel like jealousy is just something that people don't really need to do in order to get back into somebody's life, especially an ex. You know, you're an ex for a reason. But, yeah, do you have any crazy ex stories, Danny?
Circling around what?
Just in general. Let's get something started here.
Crazy ex stories. I'll say one would be I was dating this one person and I recently just broke up with somebody else and then I started dating somebody like a month later or whatever. And she would just like show up at my house and like I went to a homecoming dance and she was standing outside my window. I came home from the homecoming dance. She was just standing outside my window like, you know, trying to monitor me. She was like talking to all my friends, trying to see what I was doing, trying to be where I was at, kind of thing. So it was just like,
that's yeah. Like something you see in a movie. That's,
it's like Gone Girl or something.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I don't have anything to that extent, to be completely honest, but I have, I do have someone in my life who, an ex basically, who, to this day tries calling me and tries telling me that he, you know, he misses me and he, you know, wants to be back in my life and how, you know, what we had was great and yada, yada, yada. And, I've definitely, tried, you know, I blocked him. I blocked his number. He got a new number. And I didn't save it or anything. I basically remember what the number is now because he calls me that often. So I just, you know, don't answer, just ignore it. And then he started calling me from his work phone. So I didn't, you know, the first time I didn't recognize the number, I was like, who is this calling me? And it was him calling me from work. So, to this day, I blocked him off of like every social media, everything. And now it's just, I don't know. I haven't heard from him within, I would say it's been about a month. So that's actually pretty nice. And hopefully it'll stay that way, but we'll see. Any other stories, Danny?
None that's appropriate for this radio show.
Okay. Have you had any experiences with jealousy? Whether it be, you know, a friend or, I guess relative or anything like that.
Yeah, I was dating somebody and my best friend at the time, she was kind of into me and I didn't know until I was like at our house by myself one day and she was like, yeah, I've always had a crush on you, you know, since the first day you came to my house to eat strawberry ice cream and stuff. I was like, okay.
And she remembered all the details.
Like, it's kind of weird. But it was just kind of awkward and she just like tried to kind of not, I wouldn't say mess it up, but just trying to kind of meddle mm-hmm. in things and trying to make it stuff worse than what it was.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so the person I'm dating is like doing something I don't know about. She'll like come and tell me and try to exaggerate the story or something. And it wasn't even like that at all. So yeah. It was just kind of weird.
Yeah. Like I said earlier in the show, jealousy is definitely something that can really, I guess, affect someone's relationship, especially if it's, you know, like, you know, your instance with a best friend or even, like I said, relatives can, you know, be somewhat, I guess, you know, involved in stuff. I have a friend who is very close to her brother. They're only a year apart and they used to do everything together. She's kind of like more of a tomboy and, you know, she played sports with him. She, even in high school, like she was on the football team with him. So they did literally everything together. And once, you know, he got a girlfriend, she was very jealous, you know, it was, instead of it being Frankie and Jasmine, it was Frankie and Luna. So it was really hard on her, and she really didn't know how to take it. So that's at that point, that's when, you know, she would, you know, whenever she would call the house phone, when his girlfriend would call the house phone, she'd answer and say, oh, he's not here, or, oh, he's with this person. So, you know, there's lots of stories that I could tell you about jealousy, but to be completely honest, they're kind of crazy also. So, yeah. So have you had any, like, crazy best friends who, like, besides the one that you kind of told me about, who have tried to get, you know, meddle into your relationship and get into your relationship other than that one?
No, just, like, I made the mistake of trying to, like, be friends with exes, and they try to, you know, come back with, like, you know, well, you know me better than you know such and such, so why would you want to, like, start something new with somebody else and mm-hmm. everything else, so.
Would you or have you ever taken back an ex?
Once, and it was the worst mistake I ever made.
And why is that?
Because I should have learned the first time, because exes are examples of what you don't need. That's why they're ex for a reason. They're like stepping stones to something better. I mean, you know, you've been through, like, if you say you dated a couple of people and, you know, you get in this routine of dating the same person, but when you break up with them, you get a little bit, you know, closer to the person that you need in your life and that, you know, you want to be in life, the ideal person you want. So it's just, you know, something like that.
Okay. I like the way you put that, a stepping stone to, you know, something better. I really like that. I personally have, I don't think I've had a best friend who has tried to, like, meddle besides, you know, there's my best friend now who does, I guess, she thinks that she's trying to put, like, her best interest into my relationship, and sometimes it's, you know, it's just too much to handle for me and my significant other. And, you know, at that point, that's when, you know, I need to tell her, like, look, back up, you know. But, yeah, best friends can definitely, I guess, kind of be, you know, bad at times, especially when you're in a relationship. And when it comes to exes, I think I've only taken back one ex. And we were on and off for about, like, 2 years. And then we were off for, like, a good year. And then we went back on, like, last 2 summers ago. And then after that, I called it quits because I kind of realized, you know, when you're off and on with someone, at that point, that should tell you, you know, if, you know, my relationship is rocky, then that's going to tell you something. But also, you know, when you're on and off with someone, then it's not healthy. It's not a healthy relationship. It's not a healthy way to live, especially with someone that, you know, you're considering spending the rest of your time with, or life with. Have you been off and on with anyone in past relationships?
Yeah, and I feel like with that, like, you kind of miss your blessing, you know, trying to continue to go through this lesson with somebody. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've been off and on with somebody for, like, 3 years, but it wasn't healthy, and I kept putting myself in that situation, and I kept complaining about it until I finally realized that I had to do something about it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is going to do it because it is my relationship, so.
Yeah. Another thing with, you know, being on and off with someone, especially once you've invested, you know, your feelings and so much into the relationship, you kind of feel that letting go is not okay, or it's not right, because you have invested yourself in that relationship for so long, and you have, you know, wanted or put yourself, you know, in positions where it's like it's hard to let go, and it's hard to be, you know, the person to say bye and, you know, to give up. And you say bye because, you know, that's what you feel, but in your heart, you're saying, you know, like, I need to take them back. I can't live without them, or I can't, you know, be who I want to be without them, or I need them in my life. And truth of the matter is, if you're, you know, if you're on and off with them, that should tell you someone. I have a friend of mine who, he's on and off with his girlfriend all of the time. And when I say all the time, I mean literally, like, they can be broken up one day and the next day they're on again, and that can happen, like, at least 5 times within the week. And, you know, they say they love each other, and I'm sure they love each other, but I feel like if they were in love, then that wouldn't happen. I feel like being on and off with someone is just, it's better to just be off than on. How long has your longest relationship lasted?
My longest relationship, I think, was like maybe 4 or 5 years, maybe.
That's a long time. And you're 22, so that is a very long time.
Don't be telling people my age. I'm old. So, yeah.
Yeah, so my longest relationship was like a year and a half, nothing major. At least, you know, now that I look back on it and you tell me like your longest relationship was like 4 or 5 years, it's definitely nothing compared to that. But yeah, like I said, the topic of this segment, jealousy, it definitely has, you know, done a lot. And not only with best friends or, you know, whatever, being in a relationship with someone, jealousy is a factor. Jealousy, it kind of does, I guess, take toll. There's people who say, oh, I'm not a jealous person, da 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 da. But at the end of the day, I can basically just promise you guys that if you go out with, you know, if you go out with the girls for the night and, you know, you left your man or you leave your girl at home, they're going to at least think about it for a little bit. Like, oh, I wonder who's trying to pick up on her or who she's trying to pick up on. Because at the end of the day, our minds do run a little wild. I know mine does, especially, you know, when I'm in a relationship. So, yeah. It's something that, I guess, takes toll on your relationship. And I know where jealousy, you know, people, you know, wait for their husbands or for their, you know, significant others to come home and are like, what have you done? What have you been doing? You know, it's been, you know, I've had people go through my phone and I've, you know, I am not going to lie, I've gone through people's phones too. So it's something that has definitely hindered relationships. What do you think, Danny? In terms of jealousy,
jealousy can be a good thing, but to a certain extent, it means it shows that the person cares. Mm-hmm. But once you overstep that boundary of it, like invading somebody's privacy, that means you no longer are in the jealousy thing. You're in the lane of like not trusting them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it can go either way.
I do agree with you. There's a fine line between, you know, trust and jealousy, and it's a very, very fine line. So trusting the person that you're with should be the first thing that you do, especially if you've been dating for a while. You should know that that person is going to be there for you. If you don't trust the person you're in a relationship with, then why are you in a relationship with them? That would be my question. Because yeah, there is temptation, and yeah, there is other things out there that might, you know, lead them into, I guess, bad situations. But if, you know, if they're in a relationship with you and you are in a relationship with them, you should feel as if they're going to be there for you, no matter what. Even if, you know, times are hard and whatever, I feel like if that's the case, if they really didn't want to be with you and if they needed to, I guess, go off and, like, do something else at that point, they should have broken up with you. At least that's, you know, just how I feel. But yeah, there is a very thin and fine line when it comes to jealousy and other things like that. But that's all the time we have for this segment. We'll be back in just a little bit. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Shy, ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. You, I wish nothing but the best of you. sometimes it hurts and stays. You know how the time flies, only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I think I'll remember you. Say sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best. Hurts instead. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I think I'll remember you. Say sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it hurts instead.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sweet Talk with Honey here on radio.dominican.edu. I want to thank everyone for listening today. It was an amazing show. Thank you all for, you know, everything that you've done, everything that you've been there. Continue to listen every Thursday from 2 to 3. I just want to do a little recap before we end. So we talked about, you know, the loved ones and that we lost and how basically to mourn with them, you know, with our feelings and such, and how we have, you know, people around us who are definitely there for us when we need them. We talked about best friends and how they can kind of, you know, like meddle into our relationships and how that's not always good, and how you have to communicate with them, you know, if you want everything to work, not only with them, but with your significant others as well. And we talked about exes and jealousy. I want to thank Danny for coming on and being with us. We talked about how they can, you know, get a little crazy and how jealousy can switch into you know, distrust really easily. So I want to thank you all for listening. Every Thursday from 2 to 3, you'll be here with me, Sweet Talk with DJ Honey. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful Thursday.